Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Given our chaotic times out there, we all make big changes to stay ahead of the curve. We spot opportunities and, just as importantly, can see our old marketplace become unprofitable. How we describe our changes drives who comes along with us and who sees us as irrelevant. So to set ourselves up for success, here are two things we want everyone to know about our next big adventure. First up, the why. There's some logic and heart, in Serena Williams's case, behind our decision. In other words, we're not switching directions because we're failing and need to get out now. Think about it. Is Williams saying, well, I'm getting old and worried I won't win as much, so I'm leaving tennis and doing some random thing over here instead? No! She's saying, I've done this for 10 years and want to do more. I also want to grow my family, etc. She's looking at the future and celebrating the past. And that's the key. Be future-focused while not disparaging the past. Explaining why we're making this change provides the context, so the details we share are important here. Second, we will be successful at this. That's what Serena Williams alluded to in that Business Journal interview. Basically, she said, I'm bringing my brand to a brand new game, and I will win it here like I have won before. Is that bold or what? That's why we have to show the similarities between where we've been and where we're going. People like to jump on bandwagons. They like to root for folks they think will win. So how we define our chances matter. If we want to open up new initiatives and opportunities, then we have to position this change in the most positive light. These two messages create the context and the business case that make us look like a safe bet. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.